Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And on this Father's Day weekend, we want to welcome in Mr. Moon Griffon, talk show host, heard on many of these same stations. Moon, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Don, doing great, man. Happy Father's Day. It's a beautiful day, man. Hey, yes, I got up this morning. I'm not fishing, Don, but I got up.
Well, we appreciate that. Let me ask you this. Is Moon your real name? Is that on your birth certificate, or is that a nickname?
No, it's a nickname. It's Blaine Michael Griffin. So I always sign stuff Blaine M. Moon came around. My mom and dad actually nicknamed that to me. I was a big kid. I'm about 6'5", 240, but I was a big kid. And my favorite song used to be Moon River. So you know how little kids are. When they get a song, they'd go, hey, come on, Moon, come listen to your song. And it kind of stuck. That's about it.
That's great. Well, Moon, you got a chance to fish one of your favorite lakes, Bartholomew Lake, which a lot of people, I think they call it the Cutoff or something. It's an oxbow lake. Tell us about that. You fished a tournament up there a couple weeks ago, huh?
Yeah. The week before that, I was fortunate. I fished with my brother Steve, and we were on Black River Lake, and we actually won the tournament and caught a couple nice four pluses. I got to be honest, he caught them. But the next week, I went to Bartholomew. Beautiful lake. Goes through the subdivision. It's really like a bayou, Don. We would call it a bayou, and we call it Bayou Bartholomew. They do call it the Cutoff. And it's a beautiful lake. Not a lot of grass, but a lot of piers, a lot of cypress trees. And it's kind of a good gem. I mean, we've caught some big fish out of there, but the other day a guy named Joe Dykes won it, what, about 14-something, and I didn't have my best day, but it was okay. I got the fish, Don.
What's the secret to fishing the bass in that lake, would you say?
That lake right there, you know, it's kind of an inland deal. So, I mean, it flows out to the Washita River. It's a great topwater lake, buzzbait lake. The other day, it was more of a crankbait type bite. Crankbait, spinnerbait, all good. And but a lot of cypress trees, Don. Flipping worms and jigs and things of that nature are pretty good. That's kind of what I did, catching what I caught.
We're talking with talk show host Moon Griffon. He concentrates mostly on Louisiana politics from Mondays through Friday, but on weekends he's been known to become a fisherman. Lake Bartholomew, I have never been there. I'd love to go up there and fish. What else is there besides bass? They have a pretty good soccer population and brim?
They catch a lot of brim. It is a big-time brim lake. It's probably the main forage for the bass. And they catch a lot of brim, a lot of brim beds. They catch soccer, but look down when you go up there. If you bring somebody up there, you start talking to somebody, you got to call them white perch. don't call them soccer. Listen, it's a funny story. I go to college up there, and then the spring comes around, and the fall and spring and all that. I hit a white perch, white perch, white perch. And I thought, I wonder what that is. I didn't really know. And my buddy, we went to his grandfather's. And he said, hey, y'all come see the white perch. My grandfather called. He wants us to stay and eat some. And I said, great, I get to see what a white perch is. So I walk over there, and you know, with this old coon-ass Cajun accent, you go over there, and I open that ice chest, and I looked in there, and I said, you've got to be joking. So that's a white person. I said, no, that ain't that. That's a Sockeye. I said, you dang people from North Louisiana can't pronounce Sockeye, so y'all came up with a new name for it.
Well, in my fishing areas, they go by both names. So some people call them Sockeye, some call them white perch. You know, the name I hate for them is that crappie or crappie. That's a terrible name for a delicious fish.
Well, that fish eats as well as any of them, and I have to agree with you. If you start calling it crappie, maybe less people will fish them and you can catch more of them.
You know, a fish I love to catch, too, is although they're seasonal in most of the waters I fish, it's actually a red ear sunfish. People call them shell crackers and chinkapins. What do they call them up there?
They call it basically chinkapins. That was it's funny you brought that up, and my daddy, you know, he liked to fish and hunt, but what he really liked to do was catch chinkapins. And when they started running, I guess what about May, because I don't really fish that, that's when he went and get it. The only fish I think he ever mounted was a chinkapin. He caught one of like a pound or something like that. It was really, really big. And that's what they call them. They call them that up there, too. They will say that for some reason, but they can't say Sockeye.
Oh, well, whatever you call it, it's a great fish and a great time. And how do you fish them up there? You fishing with shiners or artificial or jigs or both?
They do both. I notice if it gets tough, they'll go to shiners. But a lot of the guys I knew that left bass fishing to do that, they mostly fish them with the jigs. They'll fish them with a cork or they'll just fish them with nothing on them and get in that water from, you know, it gets warm up from 8 to 10 foot of water and catch them. Of course, in the spring, they're going to come real shallow, but they catch them mostly on jigs. But, yeah, they're all the people that's going to use shiners.
All right, we'll talk with Moon Griffon about Lake Bartholomew. Moon, if there's somebody who wants to go make a trip up there, are there nice lodges where you can rent camps and stuff like that?
Well, there's really no camps on this place. Like I said, they don't have a state park or anything like that because it's really a bayou and it goes the whole way through a subdivision is basically what it does. But there's hotels and stuff you can rent. The landing's really nice. There's two public landings, but one of them's kind of gravel. And it's at the end of the very end of the lake. They got one called Barris Boat Dock, and they redid it. It's nice. That's the best place to put in. You know, if you know somebody on the lake, there's some private boat docks, but really that's the only public boat dock on that lake.
Mm-hmm. Shouldn't be hard to find. Well, Moon, if we get some time, we'd love to go up there and fish with you, maybe shoot a Bayou Wild TV episode we've been talking about doing it, and I'd love to get introduced to that lake and spend time with a guy like you. It'd be a real pleasure.
What? I tell you what, my friend, when I get the call, I'm going. I can promise you. I'm headed to Beth River next weekend to fish one up there, and that's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, good luck to you, and thanks for being with us. And keep up the good work on the radio, my friend.
All right, Don. You too. God bless, brother.
All right. Moon Griffon, host of the Moon Griffon Show. You can catch him weekdays on a variety of stations across Louisiana.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.